A key question that arises in objection to the mainstream Shia Ithna Ashari faith is in regards to the existence of the 12th Imam, the awaited Mahdi. Claims have been made that there is no proof of his birth and his existence. We respond to this by firstly saying that we do not claim that his birth was announced openly. Indeed, it was a birth that was shrouded in secrecy, for reasons that we know and for reasons that we might not know. In a hadith from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, Ayyub ibn Nuh narrates that the Imam said that the 12th Imam will be Khafiyul Mawlid or Makhfiyul Wiladati wal Mansha. His wilada and his beginnings will be hidden. And also Zurara narrates from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُشَكُّ فِي وِلَادَتِهِ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ مَاتَ أَبُوهُ بِلَا خَلَفٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ حُمِلٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ إِنَّهُ وُلِدْ قَبْلَ مَوْتَ أَبِيهِ بِسَنَتَيْنِ وَهُوَ الْمُنْتَظَرِ. He is the one whose birth will be doubted. Some of them will say that his father died without children, and some of them will say that his father died while his mother was pregnant with him, and some will say that he was born 2 years before his father's death, and that he is al-Muntazar. If there is a comparison to be made, it is with the birth of Prophet Musa. His birth was prophesied and there was danger from the ruling elite, and so Allah caused his birth to be hidden. Indeed, this comparison has been made by the Imams themselves in a number of narrations reported from them in relation to his birth as well as his ghaibah. The witnesses of the birth of those who saw the 12th Imam in his first few years were a select few, trusted people around the Imam. Imam Hasan al-Askari was very careful in who he could inform, but he did ensure that the right people knew so that the information could be passed and disseminated to the Shias in the proper manner, according to the will of God. So it's important to note that if these are the extraordinary circumstances surrounding the birth of the Imam, then the methodology of proving his birth and existence will also not be in the usual manner. If through a particular methodology the Imam's birth is not proven, it is a flawed methodology based on false premises. If somebody opposing us on this point says that according to their methodology, there is no proof of the Imam's birth, then the simple answer is that a lack of proof due to your chosen methodology does not disprove his birth or existence. Correct your approach and your methodology, and then you will see that it is a proven reality. So what is the correct methodology to prove an Imam's birth who the vast majority of Shias have never seen, and whose very birth was concealed? In order to understand how to answer this, it's important to first be aware of the fact that this is a divine plan, just as it was a divine plan to ensure that the Prophet Musa survives the mass killing. It was a divine plan that was prophesied by the Prophet and every Imam. Similarly, one of the major proofs of the Risala of the Holy Prophet was the fact that he was awaited, the awaited final Prophet, in the scriptures of the Bani Israel, a fact that the Quran repeats numerous times. This is how we know of the existence and the birth of the Imam, because aside from those who saw his birth and saw him after his birth, we had so much information about him already, even before he was born. Therefore, rejecting his existence is tantamount to rejecting all the Imams. Indeed, the Prophet himself was the first of them who began informing us of the Mahdi in various ways. And this is how we began understanding the fact that the Imam has already been born and he is the promised Mahdi. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين أدركني